You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, June 10th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.5%. That's where the 10-year Treasury yield was trading on Wednesday, its lowest level since the beginning of March. U.S. bond markets have been puzzling lately. Expectations for a strong economic rebound led to a steep sell-off in treasuries earlier this year, pushing their yields higher. But now, yields are falling and prices are rising, even though inflation data is still expected to be strong for a couple of months at least. Higher inflation is bad for fixed-rate bonds because it erodes the value of their payouts. But it's possible that investors were just too bearish about treasuries early this year. Investors also appear to be betting that the Federal Reserve will successfully contain inflation before it becomes harmful. That could make treasuries look like a pretty good bet, especially compared with stocks, which are trading at high valuations. The next number up is 13%. That's roughly how much Wendy's stock fell on Wednesday. The fast food chain got caught up in a meme stock rally earlier this week that sent its shares to new highs. But Wendy's doesn't fit the meme stock mold very neatly. Reddit traders like to target companies that hedge funds are betting against, and Wendy's actually has a below average share of bets against its stock. Even so, Wendy's got caught up in a meme stock sell-off on Wednesday. Insurer Clover Health fell 24%, AMC Entertainment fell 10%, and BlackBerry fell 4%. One Wall Street analyst also downgraded Wendy's stock, saying that its shares had run too far. After Wednesday's declines, the stock is up 15% so far this year. Our last number up is 10%. That's how much Bitcoin was up on Wednesday afternoon, after lawmakers in El Salvador voted to approve the cryptocurrency as legal tender. The country is believed to be the first to make that move. The decision comes at a tough time for Bitcoin prices, as the cryptocurrency is down nearly 40% against the dollar over the past month. El Salvador's new law says that Bitcoin can be used for the payment of taxes, and that the cryptocurrency should be accepted by merchants as legal tender if they have the technological capabilities for it. The US dollar already qualifies as legal tender in El Salvador. Officials in El Salvador said Bitcoin could be used by citizens abroad to send money home, and that the cryptocurrency's exchange rate against the dollar will be, quote, freely established by the market, end quote. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, June 10th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.